朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
让我们成为一个真正的一个信徒。
Let us all then become genuine Christians.
不是只看外表。
Not only the outward appearances.
不是只有外表。
Not only outward appearances.
这些五十遍讲到的背景有一个很重要的一个主观的因素。
In all the backgrounds of all these 50 sermons, there is one thing that links them all.
因为我高一开始到礼拜堂。
I started going to church when I was in high school, first year in high school.
我到大二的时候才真正得救重生。
But it was not until when I was a sophomore in college did I really repent and become a Christian under the Lord.
四年的时间做了挂名的基督徒。
And during that time, for 4 years, I was a nominal Christian.
我知道做一个挂名的基督徒的光景。
And I know...How it was to become a nominal Christian.
我在教会里面那个时候有很多的侍奉。
I served in many capacities during that time in the church.
但是我知道我只是外表跟主有关系，没有真正他在我里面，我在他里面生命的关系。
But I realized then that my relationship with him was only without, not within.
请注意十二节保罗在这里说自己以为站立得稳。
Please note therefore verse 12.If you think you are standing firm.
我想今天不花时间看这一部分，我们看第十三节。
Yeah, instead of verse 12, let us take a look at verse 13.
我说第一个原因是只有宗教仪式的外表，没有属灵生命的内涵。
True, it is that the first problem is that just the superficiality of being a Christian.
没有真正的生命。
Yet there was no substance.
没有真正跟主之间有这样的一个关系。
There was no uniting with the Lord as one.
两千年前是如此，今天我们也要面对这样一个挑战。
2000 years ago, as it is today, we must face the same problem.
这是因为母亲生病。
Because of my mother's illness.
很感谢主，让我有很多的机会跟她谈到生死的问题。
I thank the Lord for giving me the opportunity to talk with her on the subject of life and death.
因为我知道，当她离开这个世界的时候，她不是到主那里，就是不到主那里。
Because I know that when she departs from this world, either she is with the Lord or she is not.
不在乎她做了多少年的基督徒，做了多少年的礼拜。
It does not matter how many Sunday services that she has gone to.
她跟主的关系怎么样？
How is it that she relates to the Lord?
她有把握有这样的一个生命的永生的这样的一个确据吗？
Does she have the assurance, the blessed assurance that she is with the Lord?
第二个原因，
The second reason,
基督徒过不了试探的关。
Christians often fail miserably under temptation.
保罗在这里不像雅各，新约还有另外一个作者，不像雅各，去详细分别试炼和试探的分别。
Unlike Jacob, Paul does not go into depth into defining and analyzing the difference between test and temptation.
那么，如果各位有兴趣，在雅各书第一章十三节到十五节有很清楚的分辨。
If you're interested in the book of James, it talks about the difference between God's test and the devil's temptation.
很简单的，雅各在那里告诉我们说，撒旦试探人，上帝试炼人。
Quite simply, in the book of James, it talks about God testing us and the Satan tempting us.
撒旦试探人的目的使我们跌倒。
The reason for Satan's temptations is for us to fall.
上帝试炼人的目的使我们进步。
And the reason for God's test is for us to rise and be strong.
这个我们要很清楚，要弄得非常非常，讲得非常的清楚。
We must be very clear on this.
所以在雅各里面说，上帝是不试探人的。
And in the book of James, he tells us that God never tempts man.
因为试探和试炼不一样。
because there is a distinct difference between temptation and test.
但是当我去查考它的原文的时候
Yet when I went back to the original manuscripts,
我发现试炼和试探这两个字的字根却是一样。
I found surprisingly that the root of the words for temptation and test in the original manuscript are the same.
所以保罗在哥林多前书把这一件事情把这两件事情看成一件事情来处理。
And because of that, Paul here talks about temptation and test in the same context.
为什么呢
Why?
因为当魔鬼试探人的时候那个时候上帝也在试炼人。
Because with the same event that Satan uses to tempt us, God uses that also to test us.
所以这说明为什么有的时候魔鬼试探我们的时候上帝在旁边并没有管我们。
Which explains that why sometimes when the devil tempts us, God stands by and does not interfere.
因为在试探的过程当中，上帝也借助那个机会来试炼我们的信心。
Because in the process, in the very same process, God also tests us, tests our faith.
从另外一个角度来看
，from another point of view,
当上帝试炼一个人信心的时候
，when God equally tests a man's heart,
魔鬼常常趁机来试探他。
Instead of not interfering.The devil interferes and tries to turn that around into a temptation.
有圣经根据
and which is based on facts.
亚当受魔鬼的试探
Adam was tempted by the devil.
耶稣受魔鬼的试探
Jesus was equally tempted by the devil.
在那样的试探的过程当中，上帝也在试炼他们。
Yet in both of these instances, God also tests these two characters.
上帝试炼亚伯拉罕
God tested Abraham.
魔鬼就借着上帝试炼亚伯拉罕的时候来试探他
And the devil uses the same opportunity to tempt Abraham
不管是试探也好是试炼也好保罗在这里说的试探是包含这两方面说的
Regardless of the two different contexts Paul uses them as the same word in here
但是在十三节亲爱的弟兄姊妹保罗却给我们看见一个两面坚固的一个平衡的真理。
Yet, dear brothers and sisters, in verse 13, Paul gives us a view of a balance between these points.
我们一起再看十三节。
Let's return to verse 13.
在这一句很简单的话里面，我们可以看成三部分。
In verse 13, we can divide it into three parts.
第一句，你们所遇见的试探。无非是人所能受的。
The first part is consist of no temptation has seized you except what is common to men.
保罗告诉我们说，我们没有一个基督徒在试探的面前是有免疫性。
Paul gives us no guarantee of immunity before temptation.
反过来说，每一个认真在神面前追求渴慕神的一个基督徒，我们难免总会遇到试探。
In other words, no Christian who is sincere and eager for the word of God in front of the Lord is immune to temptation.
然后在第二句他说神是信实的必不叫你们受试探过于所能受。
The second part, and God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear.
然后第三句在受试探的时候总要给你们开一条出路叫你们能忍受得住。
And the third part, when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it.
请注意看，这里说必不叫你们受试探，在 NIV 是说 he will not， 然后在第三句总要给你们开一条出路，保罗说 he will， 所以可见这两句话是平行的。
In part two and part three, we can see a parallel construction between the will not and the will.
必不叫你们受试探过于所能受的这句话是什么意思呢
And what does it mean that he will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear?
在这个地方很明显的保罗提醒我们在试探的里面我们有我们该尽的责任
Because here Paul reminds us that in the face of temptation we have a responsibility
换句话说弟兄姊妹信实的神在我们受试探以前已经给我们一个胜过试探忍受试探的能力
In other words, dear brothers and sisters, before we are even faced with a temptation, God has already given us an inherent ability to resist it.
今天在基督教的启示、基督教的信仰里面
in all the revelations of Christianity,
有一样事情我觉得我们要常常提醒再提醒。
There's one thing that I feel that we must be reminded over and over again.
神在我们的身上要求我们做到天主赐主者的地步。
And God has asked us to
到了一个天帮助自己帮助自己的这样的一个地步。
Into a state where God helps those who help themselves.
很多时候我们常常说我们要信靠主。
Many times we say we must trust in the Lord.
我们要交托给主。
We must trust and obey.
我们要依靠主。
We must rely on.
我们要祷告。
We have to pray.
弟兄姊妹，这些都是好的。
They are good, brothers and sisters.
但是有的时候不知不觉，我们用这些很属灵的话，成为我们责任的推卸。
Yet sometimes, inadvertently, we have let these become excuses for our inaction.
弟兄姊妹，上帝不会赐福给一个懒惰的人。
Dear people, God will not bless.Those who are lazy.
今天神给我们有责任，有本分。
Today, God has given us ability and responsibility.
神给我们时间，给我们才华，给我们头脑，给我们思想。
Everything that we are, God has given us.
我们要好好善用这些神已经给了我们的这些好处。
And therefore, we as the owner of our talents, our brains, our time, we must use it wisely.
我不需要在这里多讲这一方面。
I do not need to elaborate.
常常强调，常常提醒我自己，我们要好好尽本分，殷勤工作。
But must remind myself and everyone that we must fulfill our responsibility.
那么接下来，保罗在这里说，在受试探的时候，总要给你们开一条出路。
And in the next part, Paul talks about, but when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so you can stand up under it.
这是一个很重要的一个平衡的思想。
It is an extremely well-balanced thought.
信实的神知道我们人的极限。
A faithful God knows the limitation of human.
他知道我们要靠本分，但是他知道我们靠本分到一个地步，我们没有办法不来靠他。
He knows where our fulfillment of responsibilities can take us, and only that far.
所以不只是天主赐主者。
So therefore, it is not only that God helps those who help themselves.
天主靠天者
But God also helps those who rely on him.
弟兄姊妹，这两方面的思想，这两方面的神学，这两方面的信仰，我们需要有平衡。
These two thoughts, we must find balance between them.
因为如果我们单单强调天主赐主者
Because if we only rely on God helping us only and not of our acting,
我们容易落在夜郎自大的人本主义里面。
It is easy to fall into the trap of a very self-complacent humanism.
如果我们今天过分地强调天主信天者
yet when we also rely on the other thought to an extreme,
我们容易落到那种逃避现实的鸵鸟的思想里面。
It is also easy to fall into the trap of escapism like an ostrich.
我们看今天教会是不是在这两种极端里面。
Let's take a look at this morning. Is our church between these two extremes?
我自以为站立得稳。
I think that I stand firm.
我可以得胜一切。
And I think that I can.
我有把握。
And I have assurance.
失败在那里。
Yet,Failure is
从另外一个角度来看
yeah, from another point of view,
我们依靠神到一个地步，忘记自己的责任和本分。
We often rely on God to a point where we forget our responsibilities.
弟兄姊妹，我们怎么样在信仰的实际的应用里面把这些东西放在一起？
How then do we put these things together in the applicability of our faith?
我们知道过去四五年里面
We know that in the past four or five years
我们从筹划建堂到今天
From the first idea of a new church to today
我常常回顾过去常常检讨自己
I often reflect and self-reflect
昨天我在地下室在油漆
Yesterday as I was painting the basement of our church
我更是感慨万千
And I felt very an indescribable emotion
Um, 顺便提一下，如果你今天来了，有机会到地下室看看，地下室现在焕然一新，变成很不一样。
By the way, after the service, if you have time, I'll go into the basement. It is a new.
因为我回想这四五年
，because as I look back these 4 or 5 years,
我们这个教会就在许多的试探、不同的试炼里面，蒙主的恩典的带领到今天。
Because I have thought and reflect and remember that.In all the temptations and the tests, we have arrived at today, thanks to God's grace and mercy.
尤其是昨天
especially yesterday.
有一段时间我在思想
There was a period of time during which I thought,
以主任牧师所谓一个属灵的领袖的角度来看
as a senior pastor and perhaps someone who is a spiritual leader,
我发现这四五年的经过是一个很大的一个冒险
I regarded the 4 or 5 years in the past as more of an adventure than anything else.
我看见我的软弱。
I saw my own weaknesses.
我也承认有许多人为的错误。
And I admit that there were many errors.
加上最近这两年经济的不景。
And compound that with the economic depression in these years.
旧堂不能完全的脱手。
The fact that the old church at Woburn was not able to, be successfully transferred.
我看见弟兄姊妹的爱
I saw the love of brothers and sisters.
我看见弟兄姊妹的忍耐和包容
And I also saw in them the perseverance and the forgiveness.
我也看见弟兄姊妹大家同心的往前面看
Yet I also saw our striving forward toward the goal.
当我想到这里的时候
And when I ponder upon this,
我突然为着许多的试探和试炼感谢主
I suddenly became thankful for all the tests and the temptations.
因为这些试探和这些试炼、这些困难、这些挑战，使我继续的保持一个谦卑的心。
Because these tests and difficulties and temptations and the things that follow humble myself in front of the Lord.
换句话说，我为着今天教会有一些的难处，感谢主。
In other words, I am thankful for the difficulties that this church has today.
请问。我们这四五年建堂，如果一切顺利，我们今天会在一个什么样的光景里面
？On the contrary, if for the four to five years our church was very successful in transferring and building the new church, may I ask what state are we in today?
我们会很自满，我们会自以为站立得稳。
We may be self-complacent and think that we stand firm.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。求主让我们面对这个前面，让我们同心往前走。
Dear brothers and sisters, let us, in view of these facts, be able to strive forward with one heart.
请大家为我祷告。
Please pray for me.
为传道同工祷告。
Pray for the many co-workers that I have.
我们盼望在今年十月年会的时候，能够把教会我们摆在前面的挑战，能够再做个整理，能够给弟兄姊妹带来一个新的看见，往前走。
Pray that in the yearly conference this October, with all in view of all these, let us be able to reorganize ourselves and go forward again.
那么另外有一个很清楚摆在我们的一个需要是什么
？And what is another responsibility in front of us?
就是我们在金钱上面需要过一个很大的关。
It is our financial challenge.
那么因为旧堂一直不能脱手。
Because our Woburn Church was not able to be sold to another party.
本来那个旧堂要脱手的那笔钱就成为我们一个很大的担子。
And because of that, the money which we were supposed to be receiving has become instead a burden for us.
所以传道同工跟执事们经过了详细的这个很谨慎，我们就推出这个信徒贷款的计划。
And therefore, after careful considerations, we have proposed a loan for all the believers.
让我们尽本分
Let us fulfill our responsibility.
也让我们学习靠主
But also, let us rely on the Lord.
让我们能经过这一次的难关
And let us pass through this challenge.
让我们看见摆在我们前面，神要用这个教堂带来的福音的果效
And let us see the fruits.For which God has assigned this church the responsibility.
让我们为主同心齐心的努力
And let us become one in heart and in mind in front of the Lord.
我们低头祷告
Let us pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你
Dear Lord, we thank you.
你的话是我们脚前的灯路上的光
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my
主啊，不只是我们个人蒙恩。
Not only are we benefited individually,
让我们全教会一同受益。
But we are also benefited.
我们把教会的前途仰望在你手中。
We hand the future of this church in
求你照着你的应许与我们同在。
Oh Lord, fulfill your promise by being with us.
感谢祷告，靠耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
朋友，你收听了节目后，有何感想呢？请你在活在耶稣里福音网页下端，点击联络我们，在主内分享彼此的见证，好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言。我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作，帮助你不断在主里更新生命。